Yeah, it's just you and me, baby. Why don't you let me reboot that booty? Video game nerds do odd things when they're lonely. What are you gonna do?
It all started out back deep in the basement. Grab my cold bar and open up the casement. It's a real doll that I ordered from the internet. Fresh and new, man, I didn't even name it yet. No human girl was giving me the time of day. Today is the day that the pain will go away. Lay her on the table, that's a start. I'm looking like a psycho, ripping open body parts. And my hands move like darts, stuffing up the holes with some spare parts. Hydraulic pumps, gears and gadgets, tiny little motors and high-powered magnets. Yeah. Now all she needs is a brain, but I'm a gamer, I got just a thing. Gather up my consoles and computer, hooking a connection so I can't boot her.
She's mine.
Begin. Go. Open up the face, slide away the chin. Yeah. Stick in the processor made from scratch. Upload the data and close the hatch. The sweet mainframe has all I need, bro. 8-bit Nintendo and Neo Geo. Her body is stacked, thinking that's a fact. In fact, let me smack on that fat rubber ass. I flip her switches, give her kisses. She grants my wishes, even does dishes and never bitches. Oh, goddamn, I'm in stitches. Yeah. But the best part about my game, girl, is the score she gets when she rocks my world. Undefeated Street Fighter, that's hardcore. She even beat me in a match of Call of Duty 4.
She's my game.
Shit, my girl's more like 64-bit, 32X, 2600. Jet black hair like the Dark Queen from Battletoads. Piercing eyes like the Red Rings of Death.
No, you'd hit that, right?
Hell yeah! Woo! Shout!
Hello, everyone. This is Letters vs. Numbers, and this is our first special edition show. So you're going to get another show this week, but this one is all about the compilation we have coming out on Game Music for All, the Here Comes a New Challenger compilation.
Yep.
And you want to introduce yourself?
Yep, I'm Mr. B, and I'm on the compilation twice.
Yes, he just couldn't get enough the first time.
I was going to be on three times, but I wasn't allowed to a cappella Beatsmith for myself, so it didn't work. But that first song we played, who was that? That was Mad Hatter and Decepticon 19.
Yes, and aren't you in a pretty mediocre band with the fellow from Decepticon 19?
I am, except it seems to have sort of disappeared. The League of Mediocre Gentlemen is just sitting around, being mediocre, pretty much. But yes, I am in a band with him. He makes the beats,
well,
and I rap on them.
And like six other people?
Yep, I made a trailer for it. But that is subsequently the only sort of evidence that the League of Mediocre Gentlemen exist. But that'll change eventually. We'll get round to doing stuff someday.
Well, let's just hop right into the next track, which is between Dot A, an Australian chiptune musician, and the Florida group Zombies Organize.
I just heard this like maybe 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. And it's so good. It's just, like, so cute and also sweary. So, you know, if you've got kids in the room, squish their heads to cover their ears. And
it's
then
not that cute. You got to remember, they're zombies. Well, they'll eat you alive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Squish the brains out and then they'll come and eat you alive. But it'll be dead cute because they'll be like, we're zombies, do-de-do-de-do. And you just won't even mind. You'll be like, take my brain.
Well, let's hear the song then.
Okay.
I'm a zombie, laid on me. You don't know what I know, but you think you know, so you say you saw a movie. So what? I don't care. What you think about that? Don't be a brat. Fight you with my ninja combat. We zombies, we ninjas too. Buff with us, you'll end up black and blue, zombie ninjas. We'll horror movie you, all these movies say the same thing. The dead can't rest, need flesh, eat flesh, heed warning. You're bleeding, like the printer tray will be feeding. That's right, motherfucker, gotta feed the printer tray. How are you gonna print out pictures in my face, zombie ninjas? None that's sweeter than them. I once wrote a book by Stanislaw Slim. And 1, 2, 3, never heard of me, never played this song on MTV. I'm for the success, cause I'm on the bottom. Fuck some kids, don't put the RIAA. Fuck the telecom, fuck the internet. Not trying to be bashful, fuck by a con. Fuck some kids, don't put the RIAA. Fuck the telecom, fuck your con. Fuck you and your friends and your fuck. This verse don't make any sense. I'm just gonna say the words that sound best. Save the princess and fuck the rest. Fuck, I killed motherfucking Dragon Quest. I got the skills to spell with the Z. I'm the motherfucking Nintendo OG. That princess, yeah, I got her. Just like Welcome Back, Potter. Fuck you, you don't know what I do. I'll save you and your princess too. Princess Di and Dodie too. Learn mine's a fucking boohoo. Mind sleeper, got my eyes on you. Sad face, or smiley face, dude. 2, 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2. I'm so mysterious, situation is precarious. Please don't act so furious, Eddie Murphy is delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us, cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, so dangerous. Too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, so dangerous, so dangerous. And 1, 2, 3, never heard of me. Never played this song on a TV. And 4, 5, 6 shows, cause I'm on fuck by them. Fuck some of the don't fuck the RIAA. Fuck my telepath, fuck the channel. Not trying to be bashful, fuck Viacom. Fuck some of the don't fuck the RIAA. Fuck the telecom, fuck your car. Fuck you and your fucking bank roll. 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 I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie.
And that was the what was that? That was F-Bombs and One-Ups by Dot Dot I and Zombies Organize. And the Zombies has one exclamation mark and the Organize has two.
Because they want to emphasize that they're zombies, but they really want to emphasize that they're organized.
Speaking of organized, this compilation altogether, it must have at least like 47 different artists on it.
I think the last count I did, we have over 30, somewhere around 32 to 35 artists.
That is, how did that like all happen? That just seems, epic, huge thing to coordinate.
Well, I was thinking of ways to make, to have different, I guess, genres of nerd music work together. And the first idea I actually came up with was like, you know, chiptune musicians could do something with video game rock musicians, but then I thought, that doesn't work, because, like, what are chiptune musicians going to do, cover the video game rock musician songs? Because then they would just be making video
game
music.
That is a sort of flawed plan right there. You need more vocals.
Yeah, so I figured, once I started talking to Hex and Z, I decided that a good idea was to try to reach out to the nerdcore hip-hop community and just work with them, see if any of them wanted to just lay their fat rhymes over some tracks by video game musicians and chiptune artists, video game rock bands, and all that stuff. And apparently, like, a lot of people loved the idea, and we got some great people on the compilation because of it.
Well, it is an awesome idea. You should do like a follow-up, maybe not for a little while. You know, let this one, I mean, this
I'm
one isn't out yet.
Maybe but yearly? Well, yeah, I'm thinking maybe yearly. Maybe the next year we could have a theme or something.
Maybe.
But this year, we just, like, I didn't want to stifle them anymore because I didn't know how they're going to be working together. So I just said, you know, as long as you two make a song together, doesn't even have to be about video games. Just do whatever you want. And,
although, to be fair, a lot of them do seem to have kept within a sort of geeky theme-ish, kind of.
Yep.
When is this dropping anyway?
We just announced the date today, or I guess yesterday. Well, it depends on what part of the world you live in then. But it's coming out April 30th, 2008.
April 30th.
So very, very soon.
Like in 10 days.
Yes. There should be... Everyone, mark your calendars.
I'm going to... I don't know. I'm going to do something. I'm going to take the day off work and just listen to it. Well, actually, it's on a Wednesday. Wednesday's an easy day at work. Not because it'll be out Tuesday my time. No, it'll be out Thursday my time.
You should just go outside your work with a big boombox and just hold it over your head with the music.
That's old school.
And then like, the girl you love will look out the window and then she'll leave work to be with you.
That'd be good. But, I don't think I love anyone at work. But maybe it'd be someone I don't actually know, and she'll look out and go, there's something about this music that is speaking to me. I must have him. And then we'll ravage each other in the smoking area, maybe.
That sounds like a good plan.
It's a flawless plan. It can't possibly go wrong.
With this compilation, it certainly can't.
That's right. People have got together to make songs of love, so Mr. B can snog strangers. All right. I don't know where I'm going with that. We should probably play a song. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, we'll just get into the next song.
Okay. Well, what we're going to play, Anthony from Game Music for All?
The next song is between... Oh, actually, I wanted to speak a bit more about Dot A, because okay. he's been a huge help to our website, because he's done interviews with different chiptune musicians.
Yeah.
He's written, like, college essays, or, I mean, uni essays.
Uni essays. That's how you say it.
For his universities in Australia about chiptunes, like, big, fat, 10-page reports on chiptunes. So he's doing a lot for the community.
That's what I'd like to hear. There should be more stuff like that. The scenes need sort of... I know it's a sort of cliché thing to say, but every scene seems to have its... intellectual types, like its chroniclers.
Yep, and Dade's definitely like chief among them with a lot of the stuff he's done.
Chroniclist. I sort of see him in a cloak and a timeless look in his eyes.
He won me over because he did a chiptune version of one of my favorite songs from my favorite band ever, Rage Against the Machine.
He did a chiptune version.
Yep.
Which track was it that he chipified?
Know Your Enemy.
I have not heard that one.
I'll have to show it to you then.
I will download it illegally.
That's probably what Rage Against the Machine would want you to do anyway. So everything's good.
Bless for little anarchic cotton socks. okay. Song now, please.
All right. Well, the next song is a rap over the video game Russian Attack, if anyone's played that. And it's by Ofrap provides a beat. Ofrap is the one rapping over it, and DiBiase is providing the beat. So let's listen to
those
that
are both
right now.
Very difficult names to say, so I'm not going to say them, but enjoy Russian Attack.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. It be them 8-bit adventurers. Yes. Ofrap, DiBiase, y'all. Yes. Hollybox to Old City, right, check it. Yo, all day, bringing out these bars displayed. Frappadelic in the spot with a whole lot to say. Yep. Big boys on the court, DiBiase's on percussion. What? Over swing set drums, eating crews for luncheon. Further discussions, I'm relaying on beats. Yep. Refunds ain't accepted, yes, we're playing for keeps. Fortifying my lines, what I'm stating ain't weak. Communicating for my peeps, what I'm pinning on sheets of paper. Ooh. Move D and me be making a major. Ignoring complaints from haters. Yeah. The Watts Jazz Man, plus the Orange City Mayor. Yeah. Promoters, get your papers. Up, hustlers, get your weight up. Producers, get your crates up. Funk, we never fake it. Right. Suited for your trunks. It's the 8-bit cartridge. Hotness from out the jump. On lock, I got this. So why jazz this kid? Just freaks it. Cause the rhythm be reaching.
The surface beneath, man, I got verses for weeks. Spellbinding with lines you never heard of me, will peak this. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that we flipping. You know the type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that I'm flipping. You know them type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage. Art form be the purest. On stage performance is suited for your enjoyment. Knock them out the stadium raps when I'm up to bat. Taking out the whack when I rush an attack. And flex poems with finesse over beats in a yes. The $1 million man plus the kid esteem for his text. Y'all need to catch up to speed. We the most unique out the west. Dedicated vets from the eras of wax and cassettes. Cuts designed for purchase. The live is immersion. We stay put and working. To fitness, we allergic. Lame brains we ain't concerned with. Beat making verbalists. Maintaining our purpose. And scorching show circuits. Day and night sacrificing because we know it's so worth it. It's a very nice penmanship representative with some of that pesty service. Up with shop setting on the daily. Hollywood by these crews dropping tunes. They don't amaze me. Lock County to Stitches with inventions quite flavory. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that we flipping. You know the type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that I'm flipping. You know them type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage. Got the ducats for us to smash and function, we will get at you. Focused and poised and at the same time bringing the noise. Y'all only dumb it down, we came to up the joystick. Any further objections to this method are pointless. Collecting endorsements from hits I bring forth through the use of ballpoint pens. Comes the man spitting flam in the form of choice gems. So let the kid explain the flow renegade. With talent I keep it moving like pallets through interstates. Demonstrating effective ways to innovate. Out to bag bread and put steak on my dinner plate. Get it straight the first time. O's a tactician. Here to get it cracking just like some glass dishes. Poems I compose be prone to enhanced vision. With extra fat sentences, next snap continuous. Raw raps distributed, rap tracks deliberate. Single-handedly, old fraps who it has to be. Rapid fire on tracks, plus I'm known for thrashing beats. You're hating, but I get props for more than half your peeps. Still, I'ma do self, that's how it has to be. Another old frap DBIC masterpiece. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that we flipping. You know the type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage. Back at it with the NES edition. Arcade bangers on stage that I'm flipping. You know the type of written's not fitting statistics. A line spitter out the old district percentage.
It's a rap, y'all. That's right, y'all. Russian attack, yes. Russian attack. 8-bit adventurous.
Yes, yes.
08 and beyond.
Yeah, Jay Tholen, MC Rection, and Jimmy.
He's mean, he's green, he's the jungle king. He'll shock your bones with electricity. Hold back, forward, punch. He'll knock you out and make your bones go crunch. He's mean, he's green, he's the jungle king. He'll shock your bones with electricity. Hold back, forward, punch. He'll knock you out and make your bones go crunch. Raised in Brazil by wolves and electric eels. Orange spiky hair and muscles of steel. He can feel the pain of every creature. He'll teach you hunting's five guide tips and features. He'll greet ya with a nice big beastly hug, then set his fangs in your ugly little mug. His protein shakes are shockingly just yum. His name is Jimmy and he misses his mom. Jungle King, he'll shock your bones with electricity. Hold back, forward, punch. He'll knock you out and make your bones go crunch. He's mean, he's green, he's the Jungle King. He'll shock your bones with electricity. Hold back, forward, punch. He'll knock you out and make your bones go crunch.
Help save the Shadaloo wasn't his intention. With Dan and Score, destroys the Psycho Drive weapon. He saved Dan and Peek's life. Taught Zangus lesson, he will totally bone you. Controlled by MC Rection, at Cammy and Bison. Since my CBS 2 team, I'm like a python, you'll choke up against me. Don't tempt me to be cheap and horrible. I cheat in the streak like Jimmy and his Score film. He's he's so adorable with his green pigmentation, Bruce Banner's theorization of gamma radiation. So I station myself front of my TV. Here comes a new challenger I cannot be beat. Don't be jealous, fellas, all just for fun, but I'll admit I can't beat the zealous one. His protein shakes are shocking delicious, yum. His name is Jimmy and he misses his mum.
It wouldn't be a letters versus numbers show without a little bit of emergency pizza party in there, would it?
I believe not. And they've been on in some form on every episode so far.
So far, and it looks set to continue. And also, Jay Folan was on the first one, the second one.
Yeah, he was on the first one. So he has a 2 out of 3 record so far as well.
He does, but that was that wasn't. All of VPP, that was MC Rection singing about Jimmy from that game. You know, the game with the fighting.
And he's green, and...
Yes.
Well, the song basically explains it. Just rewind and listen to it again.
I will. You see, I would not be offended if you were to pause the podcast now and then listen to it. Except you can't, because this podcast is going up before the release date. So this is like a sneak preview, which we haven't really played up the fact that it is.
Yes, yet. We approve of rewinding the podcast, but we disapprove of fast forwarding.
Yes, because that's cheating. And then you'll hear everything out of context. I don't want to be quoted out of context.
It looks like I'm going to have to splice up all the recordings we have then and just put you completely out of context about how much you love men and love rowboating across the ocean and what have you.
That's not fair. That's actually, you can't even do that. I have the producer power. I'm going to cut it up and make you some sort of, I don't know, make it like you're planning a crime and then send it to the FBI and they will have you arrested on account of having me beat up.
I have the uploading power. So like the track you sent me, might not be the one that gets uploaded.
What do you mean? No, that's not taken out of context. That's just lies.
I'll just make my own crappy imitation British voice for you and record a completely different podcast. And you won't even know because you don't download the podcast after you send it to me.
That's true, actually. Well, go on then. What would your British imitation voice of me be like?
It would probably just be, "Hey, governor," and, you know, other stereotypes.
Oh, excellent. I don't think anyone would notice the difference, to be honest. I can't do an impression of you. It'd just be like, I don't know.
That's good so far.
I'm Anthony from Game Music for All. These people sent me things. I don't know why you have a lisp. I'm not very good at imitating.
I'm starting to be self-conscious about the lisp I don't have now.
Well, you should. It makes you sound unprofessional.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the compilation now.
Okay. The art on it, that's something we haven't touched on yet.
The art is by Dr. Octorok. Dr. Octorok is also making a song for the compilation. He's actually teamed up with the very famous Random of Mega Ran fame.
Of Capcom endorsed fame.
Indeed. Like, he was actually, endorsed by Capcom. Maybe this song will get him endorsed by other people.
Maybe it can be endorsed by us.
But what company will he be endorsed by? You don't know because you haven't heard the song. And this is a good one, so we're saving it for the release.
Yeah, that's not to say that these ones are bad ones.
These ones are great as well. Of course, that's why we're showing them. We want people to know how awesome the album is. That's why we're showing these great tracks as well.
We've handpicked the ones that will be best used as, like, teasers that are just enough to reel you in with awesome, rather than being so awesome that you can't hold any more awesome.
Yes, we wanted a wide array to show off on this show today, too. So you get a lot of different stuff on this one.
Yes. And for every... Well, is it every single one? But for every single artist that has been part of a track, there is an awesome, cool, little pixelated version of them.
Yep. We've shown off some of the art for the pixelized versions, like in the trailer Dr. Octorok just did. He just made a great Flash trailer, which you can check out at GameMusicForAll.com. And he shows off a couple characters really quick, and he shows some good pictures of Dot A versus Zombies Organized, the song you just heard near the beginning of the podcast. And he also showed some teaser art for Video Game Orchestra and Int 80 from Dual Core.
I saw that. And also, if you pause it, like, while it's on the character select screen, you can have a lot of fun sort of zooming in and going, ooh, is that one me? Or is that one me? If you're totally egotistical.
And you're also on the album. However,
definitely didn't.
If you're not on the album, sorry? You probably won't see yourself in the character select screen.
No, probably not. You know, chances are good that you're not there. But it might be somebody you know, personally.
Yes. Well, actually, there's one person, I think, that's not on the album anymore because she sadly had to drop out. Is the wonderful and amazing and beautiful Lini, who was doing a track, but sadly things didn't pan out. But since me and Dr. Octorok are such huge fans of hers, he still put her in the character select screen.
Oh, that's nice. As a little, you know, we'll miss you.
Yep.
That's a shame. We're a couple, you know, that dropped out.
We're definitely getting her on a future compilation, that's for sure.
Is that a future secret compilation?
Not really. I just haven't thought of it. I just haven't thought of an idea for it yet.
Oh, okay. You should call it Songs That Were Too Late to Go on the Other Compilations compilation.
Maybe we'll do that one day, because with the compilations we're doing, sadly, you know, a couple people don't make it at the end. Because things come up, you know how it is.
I do. I thought that was going to happen to me. Because I was like, oh no, I'm not going to make it in time. And then I turned the song in sort of breathless while on Messenger. And I was like, ha, it's in. And then it's like, yeah, there's still about, you know, a dozen songs to come in. I was like, what? I was not happy. I could have spent that time, like, sunning myself.
Well, you could sun yourself afterwards.
Oh, don't worry, I did. Oh, I'm still pretty pale. I think the sun has to be out.
Yeah, it should. And it should be daytime.
Just grim.
Low amount of clouds.
Oh, is that what I'm doing wrong? So can you get a tan if it's raining?
Maybe if it's some sort of skin-burning acid rain.
That's less of a tan, though, and more of, like, a horrific scar.
It's still different color from your original skin.
That's true, I suppose. But then, would that not just count as a tattoo? Because I have a tattoo. Does that count as tanning?
Yes, I have now decided it does.
Excellent. All right. I've got tanned on two parts of my body. Okay. Yep, I think we've veered sufficiently off course now to play another song.
All right, well, we only have one song left, so let's talk about the compilation a little bit more, and then we'll end on our final track.
I thought we had a song left and then a final track.
Well, we played four songs already, and there's only five.
So we did. I got confused, because I actually have heard more tracks on this album, although not all of it yet.
Well, you probably heard the two tracks
Anthony from
on.
Games Music. Well, yes, I did hear them. And I heard two others, I think.
I believe so.
Three others.
I don't know. I've been sending a couple people, like, songs that are on the compilation, if they're also on the compilation. Because some of the, like, pretty much all the songs are just too good to keep to myself. Some I've had to really try, because I think they're going to be really interesting tracks to be on this compilation.
Yeah, I think this track might spawn a couple of, like, singles. You know how every now and again you'll hear on all the internet, radio, nerdy, podcasty things, people just request one song over and over,
like,
again?
I think on Nerpsid, when we kept requesting, I think, Dual Core and Zealous One over and over again.
It was pretty much the Dual Core and Zealous One show, occasionally featuring
Beefy. Sometimes his songs would get played two or three times in one episode.
It was not like the balanced, structured system we have here.
Well, what was I going to say now? Well,
I think for fun, you should run through all the artists who are on it real quick. One at a time, and I'll go, ooh.
Well, let me pull up that list real quick. Caught me off guard.
Ha! That's what you've got to do in the quickfire world of podcasting. You've got to be completely prepared and ready for, like, just random questions that involve lists.
Well, this isn't going to be all the bands, because some still aren't 100% guaranteed to be on the compilation. It's really coming down to the wire right now. But here's a guest of short list.
Okay.
We're going to have Temp Sound Solutions.
Hooray!
Who's doing a remix of a Futuristic Sex Robot song. And, you know, FSR are pretty much legendary. So that's going to be a great track.
I'm looking forward to that because they've all but disappeared. So it'll be the next best thing to sort of, you know, hearing a new one, kind of. And Temp Sound Solutions are awesome anyway.
Yes, he does some amazing songs. One of my favorite artists, like I said on the last podcast. Well, we have Alfonso along with Casio Kid, two UK bands.
That's one I'm really looking forward to seeing.
We actually have a lot of UK bands on this compilation.
You do. We're conquering.
Yes, we have, of the UK ones, we have you, Mr. B, along with Dan Plus Ad. We have another track with Dan Plus Ad, Category, and you.
Yep.
We have a song with Category, along with the new greatest, he's not new, but he just put out his first album after years of just making single-release chiptunes, and his name's Analog Kid. I think people are really going to be blown away by him.
That one's really, that's one of the ones I've heard, and I'm excited about that one.
Yep. And then we have the one we started off, the one we're going to play at the end of the podcast, Hiroshi versus Hormones. Hormones is doing great right now. He's a big name, and I can't wait to show off that track. And Hiroshi is from the UK. That's another UK artist you guys got.
Hiroshi's pretty good, and Hormones just seems to be everywhere now. That kid's doing serious work.
And we have Dr. Octorok along with Random, which is a great combination. We have 8-Bit Bandit along with Mac Turner from the band Organic Junk Feud, both Southern California musicians. Very great work they do. And speaking of Southern California musicians, we also have O-Frap and DiBiase. You just heard their Russian Attack remix earlier in the podcast.
That one's just really professional sounding. I like that one.
Yep. And they're really great producers and rapping friends that play a lot of shows around.
Rapping friends.
Well, team, duo, or posse.
Yes, we're going to start a posse.
Indeed. Also, but they do a lot of shows around Southern California. They're real great guys. And we also have Johnny LaRocque and Mushmouth did a song with Square Whale. And I hadn't even heard of Johnny LaRocque and Mushmouth until...
I was about to say that, actually. I haven't heard of them. To be fair, there's a couple of people on here who, I've heard of, but I've not actually heard, if you get me.
Yeah, so. Well, that was kind of the goal of this compilation, is that you'll see a song like, oh, Random, I love that guy, but who's Dr. Octorok? And then you'll become a fan of Dr. Octorok through this, or you'll see, I love Futuristic Sex Robots, but who's Temp Sound Solutions, or vice versa, and you'll become a fan of the other one through hearing them work with the artists you already love.
Which is a good reason to download this whole thing, because there's bound to be, somebody on there who you're really into anyway.
Yep. There's something pretty much for everyone. Well, let's hurry up and, I guess, finish it up and get into the final track. But before I go, I just want to say I'm not happy with the numbers. People keep saying that the numbers are going to beat the letters, but we'll get into that on the next podcast.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get into the final song. The final song is Hiroshi versus Hormones, both two really amazing artists. And Hiroshi, his stuff that I've heard before this is just really catchy stuff. I think I showed you.
Yeah, I was checking it out on PySpace earlier, and like even the first song, it's like it's chiptune-y, and it's high quality chiptune-y, but it has like these really sort of pop sensibilities to it. Not pop like obnoxious, but pop as in sort of catchy and sort of accessible in like a, well, in just a way music should be, you know?
Yep.
Like whether it's chiptunes or punk rock or whatever.
It's jumpy, like dancey music. But this song, he makes a much grittier kind of style, which matches Hormones really well. And this is the final song we're leaving you with is actually going to be the first song on the album. And we think it's a great start to kicking off the album. So here's Hiroshi versus Hormones, and we'll see you on Letters versus Numbers, the episode 3. See ya.
Yes, on Saturday. Ta-ra.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Hate to say that I'm better off without her, but I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I've asked the bricks and stopped all the coupons, but Princess still ain't at this castle. And I hate to leave her like this, but I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I beat the boss and stack mad coins, but the princess still ain't at this castle.
It's been 20 plus years and multiple consoles, tracking the shit from tight black like all the consoles. It's to the point that I'm held responsible. I think I save my hope, my life. So get no rifle, no free shot like Bible. This game, my own survival, I'm down to my last life. Yo, did everything right, that's the high score. But I'm not that one that's right, so prove that's right. For playing this game so long that my eyes sore. Such this shit was to die for, it's a rifle. But I'm not the kind of guy for some two-dimensional game. No one will show my back to the
hammer. And I hate to say that I'm better off. But I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I bet the bricks and stomp all the coupons. The princess, she ain't at this castle. And I hate to leave her like this, but I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I beat the boss and stack bad coins, but the princess, she ain't at this castle.
Keep back the third time being the trap. I put myself back into the way of harm. Had a feeling of reunion, but it's just rehashed the past. And the truth is called the end. All star had a few group dates. Party a soccer game and some go-karting. Did I get some love? Don't even start me. The self-improvement was in an RPG, but all I get's a hug and party. Must be barking up the wrong G. Changed my format to 3D. Said I was done to chase the two galaxies. Stupid me. Foolishly perceived that eventually she would see what I go through. Then I'd bring her home. New chat with Link, my home dude. He's been through a lot of the same fool. He said just remain true. The whole experience is painful. Don't let it change you. It's all in the mind frame too. Don't think of it as rescuing the damsel. She just happened to be a hostage at the castle. When you eradicate evil, it's not like she's being deceitful. Just a bit of a tease, dude. Tell Nintendo I quit. It breaks my heart with every single sequel. And I hate to say that I'm better off without her, but I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I bashed the bricks and stomped all the coopers. The princess still ain't at this castle. And I hate to leave her like this, but I don't think that she's worth all the hassle. I beat the boss and stack mad coin, but the princess still ain't at this castle.
This castle.